Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, if you've been listening already today, thank you for that too. We really appreciate that. Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Heck, she's an original member of our Brain Trust. We're now in our ninth year together, she and I. And I know it's like a dream come true for her. And that's the story I'm sticking to. She's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute. She is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year for the world. And more importantly, she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. You just always start this out so wonderfully with a smile on my face for what you say. Thank you.
Sometimes the smile is grudging, too, isn't it?
Yes.
Sometimes you laugh at me when you wish you weren't laughing at me, right?
Yes, sometimes.
That's the charming part, Beverly. That's what makes me so charming, right?
I suppose, Jim. Yes.
You know, I still think back a couple of three months ago, that how much fun we had in Gary County, Maryland.
Oh, yes. We did.
We had so much fun meeting all the folks up there, and you hosted us there for me to come and speak to the folks and to cast my pop bees before you, all of you. And we just had a great time. That Gary County, Maryland is a pretty cool place, isn't it?
Well, I certainly think so, and so do a lot of other people. It's a growing area that we'd like to make sure it doesn't grow too fast, and yet a lot of wonderful people coming here, both on vacation and to live here permanently. It's a beautiful mountain, a resort area. In fact, I'm sitting here looking at a beautiful view over the mountains right now.
Isn't that whole little triangle over there in the west part of Maryland, isn't that whole triangle one county?
Yes, it is.
It's
all Garrett County.
Folks, if you ever look at the map of Maryland, and you know, it's got that weird little appendage that hangs off on the left there, that's all one county.
Most people think that we're actually West Virginia. Even people in my previous county, which is about 3 hours away, when I told them where we were moving, said, "Isn't that in West Virginia?"
Well, you're only 4 or 5 miles from West Virginia.
That's right. Yes.
That's
a tri-county area here.
One of the things you did while you and I were at that conference, Beverly, is you delivered a program, a marketing program, that was just so well received by the folks who attended. I heard a lot of people talking about it, and you've agreed to talk to us about it. We're going to do a little series over the next few weeks, several weeks, I should say, on this. And I appreciate you doing that. This is a very important thing, folks. If you're a home based or just a micropreneur, you got a small business. It doesn't matter, even if you're not home based. And if you're thinking about starting a business, the things that Beverly and I are going to talk about over the next several weeks and the rest of today's visit, this is invaluable stuff, because Beverly, as you know, nothing happens till somebody makes a sale, and you can't sell to somebody if they don't know that you're there.
That's right. It's exactly right. And so many people start on a shoestring budget that it really and truly is difficult, and they have what I call grandiose ideas about what you have to do to market, and they think it's, you know, big yellow page ads and just
put up a website
very expensive things, and it really isn't, what I call this is the low cost ideas for marketing your business while building community awareness and goodwill. That community awareness and goodwill are what will get you more clients and more loyal customers than you could possibly get through any kind of paid advertising. And that's what people don't seem to understand. It takes more of your time and effort, more of you personally going out. But you are the business. When you're a small enterprise, a home-based or small commercial-based business, you are the business, and you better get yourself out there talking to people, shaking hands, networking, because those are the kind of things, the visibility, the getting involved in the community is what is going to make your business in that community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's so many people say, well, I want to start this kind of business, but, you know, there's already three or four here. I think there's enough people to support it. I've done my market research, but, you know, I don't know how I'm going to make myself stand out from the crowd. And I have a little story I want to tell you if we have enough time to do this before a break. It's called the Brownie.
Actually, we don't.
Okay.
See,
I'll do it when we come back.
You hear the music. Hold on to that story. We call this the tease, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna be back with this incredibly compelling story that Beverly has for you right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
She was a bebop baby. Your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all down.
If that's not the theme song for small business, I don't know what is, Beverly Williams.
Yep.
And that's the Atlanta Rhythm Section, folks. And I love that song. I loved it, but I remember that. That's a 25-year-old song, and I mean I loved that song when it was when I wasn't a small business owner, and every time I hear it, I think about what small business owners go through to be successful. All the challenges and all the things that they have to talk to themselves about, and fight off all the negatives from within themselves and from without of themselves, from other people, and people who say no. But, you know, it's not that they're rejecting you. They're just saying they don't want to do business with you. You have to deal with all that. Mm-hmm. And one of the best ways to deal with it is to have a good marketing program. And that's what we're talking about with Beverly Williams. And you had a story to tell us, didn't you, Beverly?
Well, I do. And it's not my original story. I have to say that it's...
Wait a minute. You're changing stories?
No. I'm giving credit where credit is due.
Oh, you didn't. I got you. Okay. Attribution. Right.
Yes. This is... a book I read a number of years ago called Taming the Marketing Jungle by Sylvana Clark. And it's been a good number of years ago, so it's an older book. But she had a story in there about a young performer's talent manager in Seattle. And this person was told to have her extra arrive to work wearing earth tones. No bright colors or, you know, anything that stands out, because that was reserved for the child star of the film being made. But this talent agent knew the extras often get their roles upgraded if a director found them talented, mm-hmm. and the agent gave great thought to the term earth tone. The next day, all the extras were dressed in this drab brown and beige outfits, except for this client's child, who was dressed in her brownie uniform. And every time a child was needed for a speaking part, which a lot of times, you know, they'll pull people out of the crowd to do these things.
Right.
And you get upgraded, you know, over the unions. You get speaking parts. Well, you get extra money. But every time this director would call for the girl in the brownie uniform because she stood out from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So this is called the Brownie.
She differentiated herself.
Yes. This is the Brownie principle. So think about that, whether you're a male or female. You remember these little brownies and Girl Scouts coming to your door. Think about that. Every time you think about your marketing plan and your competition, how can you make yourself stand out from that crowd and still meet the criteria? You think about the word principle, and to me, principle means appropriate marketing. You don't want to do scam things or anything that would even be thought of as a possibility of a scam. Will it be perceived as true community support or a stunt? You know, this could have been a stunt, but it probably was on the borderline and indeed worked out for these people, and it was okay. But take some risks, try something new, break out of your traditional thinking, and try to make yourself stand out from the crowd while still being part of the crowd.
Well, what else? Let me tell you what else happened with that little scenario. Beverly, the people took what was told to them and added their own twist of creativity to it. They didn't just follow instructions. They also, they actually did follow instructions. If you've seen a brownie uniform, you know that they are very earth tones, browns and greens and that sort of thing.
Right.
But they took what was given to them, and they added their own little twist. And you and I have talked about this before. We've seen it many times where somebody took what was given to them, a company, which was basically the job that they do, which was what was given to them, their industry they chose to be in, and then they added their own little creative twist. Were you the one who told me that about the dentist who the way the dentist introduced himself?
No.
Stood up and said, "I will." Let's see. He said, "I'm Dr. So and So. I'm a dentist, and I always promise you the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth."
Oh,
that was
very
good. That was his little elevator speech.
Yes. Yep.
And
I like
and
that.
So you know, he just put that little twist on it, and it made him memorable. It made him different. It differentiated him.
Well, and that's what you want to do. You want to be memorable to your client, your potential clients, particularly, and you want to do it in such a way that it either can put a smile on somebody's face or make them so enamored with you that they want to go around telling the story about you and what you do. You know, having a dentist that has that kind of humor tells me a lot. It makes I would want to go to that dentist. Mm-hmm. I'd want to meet him. Know somebody who had that kind of humor probably makes that whole experience so much more pleasant. And not that others don't, but he made himself stand out from the crowd by what he said. That's really important, knowing your uniqueness, knowing something, saying something, doing something. And that's what we're going to talk about over the next few visits is I have 25 ideas that I personally put into use in some way or the other. I know other people who have done them, and they have worked. They have helped people become known in their community. And I don't just mean geographic community. Community is international. It's worldwide. These things can be
especially
done
with
very
the internet, with the website and email, that sort of thing.
Well, there's so many different ways you can do these things, and I will give you the clue. I will give you some examples, and then you take it from there. Use your creativity, speaking to your audience. Know your creativity, take your creativity and turn this into something that applies to your business.
Beverly, hold on to that thought. Give us your website before we go to a break.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Beverlywilliams.com. You can find the 30-second commute right there at that website and other important things for your home-based business. And we're going to continue this discussion with our good friend Beverly Williams right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness, and the light's divine.
Welcome back, it's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. Folks, if you're home-based or want to be, you need this book, The 30-Second Commute, and you can find it at her website, beverlywilliams.com, or at any place that books are sold, right, Bev?
That's correct,
including the online stores as well. Okay, Bev, you had something you were going to tell us.
Well, I was going to talk about the fact that it's time to start your marketing plan, and I usually end with developing a marketing plan, but this time I'm going to start with it and we'll end with it. I'm going to start by telling you that you need to be looking at what you're going to do. It's the beginning of the year, and I gave up having New Year's resolutions a long time ago because I don't like failure.
That makes people turn the channels.
Yes, it does. And I personally don't like failure. It happens, and I accept it. But if I don't have to set myself up for failure, I don't. So these are not resolutions. This is the new year, and it is an opportunity for you to take some of these 25 tips and put them into a marketing plan. If you implement one of these things every month, every other month, every quarter, you will find a difference in your client base. You will see a difference in your bottom line. It will take some time. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't bring you instant clients in most cases.
You have to be patient with your marketing plan, don't you?
Absolutely.
And
Especially when you're doing it directly
back to your planning for capitalization, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Because you can't say, okay, I've got enough cash for a month. I'm going to put my marketing plan and expect the money to come rolling in. You know,
right.
Personal story, Beverly. I started my consulting business in 89 in May,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have my first real client for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
from
a recurring standpoint.
Right, right.
It took a while.
Yes, it does. And you have to plan for that. And if you're in the beginning stages, you have time to develop this marketing plan. It is productive time. It may not be bringing in dollars right at this moment, but it will result in some income for your business, a steady income, because you'll have a steady, loyal clientele. You'll be developing that kind of long-term relationship with the people that get involved with you in your business, and it will pay off in the long run much better than the flash-in-the-pan income that you might get from putting an ad in the paper and you get one person that comes because you've advertised a special rate or something. And so
Beverly, we like advertising.
Well, yeah.
We like advertising. But now here's the point you're making, and I think it is the right thing. For home-based businesses, you don't have a budget for that.
Right.
You're not going to have a budget for that. We're talking about home-based people. We're talking about folks who are still sitting at the kitchen table, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not a prospect. I mean, the radio stations and the newspapers are not going to be calling on you. You're not a prospect
right.
for those folks.
That's exactly right.
And so, I was just having a little phone with you there, but it's
yeah.
true. And the thing is that, as you're going to explain to us over the next several weeks, it's multifaceted. It's not
mm-hmm.
it's not one or the other.
Mm-mm.
It's both and.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it takes a commitment on your part as the business owner, which I assume you're ready, willing, and able to take if you started this business, regardless of which stage you're at in your business, whether you're a startup or you're 1 to 3 years, or 5 years, 10 years into your business. These are all things that can apply to you, and if you've got the commitment to being a business owner, you have the need and desire and the ability and all these things to do a marketing plan. This is where I find a lot of people fail. They do not plan their marketing well. They do what I call willy-nilly marketing, and they're wasting their energy. They're wasting their marketing dollars. It is very important to have an organized plan of what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, what results you want from it, how can you track whether it's really working or not. Long-term building up community goodwill and support is not a quick thing. As I said before, it is not a flash-in-the-pan type of marketing.
One of the most important things you've talked to us about today, Beverly, is the concept of building community.
Yeah.
Getting people involved and connected to your business on a lot of different levels.
Mm-hmm. I can't stress that enough. I can give you example after example after example.
Which you're going to do in the weeks ahead. But right now, we have to go. Thank you for being here, Beverly. It's always a pleasure. Happy New Year. Thanks
Thank
for doing
you.
Everything
Thanks.
That you do for small businesses everywhere, but especially in Garrett County, Maryland. Thanks, Beverly. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.